It's time to talk about environmental services, which is a lot of things. And Eric, how long have you been a manager of environmental services?
I've been the manager there for about 7 years.
Okay.
I've been at the city for about 10.
Now, when we're talking about environmental services, is that the garbage that gets picked up a couple of times a week? Is it also the bulk and brush and tree limbs and refrigerators and all that stuff?
Yes. Yes, it is. There's an array of things that fall under the umbrella of environmental services. Sanitation is a big part of it, along with streets and drainage. We have a call center, and we also take care of the Bryan Animal Center,
okay,
which is the shelter and the animal control officers.
So there are people who have lived here for a long time, but there are people who haven't. So let's say that they are moving into their new apartment or house or whatever, and they've got stuff, junk, that they know probably doesn't go in the trash. Do they call you? What's the process if you've got like a refrigerator or a desk or something?
Well, the good thing about living in the city of Bryan is the fact that we have weekly pickup for those types of items, which we consider is called brush and bulky. As most people are aware of, we service your residential can, the container you roll out, your rollout cart, once per week. But we also show up to your curb once a week picking up your brush and bulky. So the material that you're talking about, you would put that out by the curb, and basically you'd go to work in the morning and come home, and it'd be gone.
Wow. Okay, so no magic. You don't have to make a call. It's just like the trash fairy comes and takes it.
The trash fairy.
Now, that reminds
nice.
Me. Okay, now that reminds me, too, because yesterday I went by and I saw one of the city-provided trash containers, and the top has broken off.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens in a case like that?
Well, it does. Occasionally, some of those containers need a little TLC.
Right.
And what we do is we go out there and we can repair those. The best thing, and I probably should have started off with this, but the best number to call in those situations for any matter, for anything that happens within the city, is calling 209-5900.
Okay.
209-5900 is the number to our Public Works call center. In Public Works, it has a lot of different functions that we do, but not only do we take care of those functions, but throughout the city, if we don't have the answer, if they don't have the answer, they will do their due diligence in finding the answer or finding the right person for them to talk to. And one of those issues would be taking care of that container. We do have a couple of individuals that we have container coordinators that take care of those containers throughout the city. And we do understand, and it does happen, wheels, container lids, and so forth, or sometimes they even crack. We encourage those individuals, since obviously having more eyes out there and using the residents as a tool for us to get some of those issues resolved helps us a lot, you know, rather than just using our 40 or so employees we have in our sanitation side.
Sure, and so people should know, you should have one of those in front of your single-family house, I guess, or duplex.
Absolutely.
If you don't have one, then something's happened to it. You need to let the city know
it's
about that.
It's been buried.
As well. Yeah, exactly. Now, recycling, I guess, is also part of what your charge is?
Yes, absolutely. The recycling center, which the city of Bryan has a drop-off center, right outside the Walmart Supercenter on Briarcrest and Freedom Boulevard, right over there in that area. They process and take in about 1,100 tons of material per year, servicing about a couple hundred vehicles per day, taking care of the citizens of Bryan. But the good thing about the Bryan Recycling Center is the fact that we not only cater to our community within Bryan, our residents within Bryan, but it's open to the public. So for people who don't have, let's say if you have an outside community that doesn't have a recycling type services out there, mm-hmm. they're more than welcome to bring their material into our center, and we'll process it for them.
And what they do, they'll offload it.
Absolutely.
You pull up, they'll tell you where to stop, they take that stuff off. Let's do this. Let's talk about the things that you don't want to take there, though. Obviously, newspaper, cardboard, plastic, you want
right.
to do, but what are the things you don't want there?
We realize we are a little limited on what we can take in at the facility, because obviously those are individuals who have been there. They know the size of facility that we're talking about. And so we have material that we accept and material that we don't accept. The materials that we accept, let me talk a little bit about that,
mm-hmm.
would be your plastics, your ones and twos. You take your cardboard, your aluminum cans, your steel and tin cans. We also can take your cell phones. If you have an old cell phone, you can drop it off there. We'll take that from you. The plastic garbage, the bags that you get from the stores, I know sometimes that can be I definitely know it can be a nuisance, especially at the landfill when the wind picks up and it blows these all over the place. So
mm-hmm.
we offer a place for those to be taken to at the the recycling center also. Things that we don't take, I mean, we by the way, we also take tires from the citizens of Bryan only. If they bring in their BTU utility bill and show and verify that they are a citizen, we'll take in up to 8 tires per year.
So if I have a BTU in College Station, I can't use that? Checking.
Yep, that's it. That's why you ask. That's okay.
Right.
But so that takes care of that part of it. And go ahead.
One thing I want to kind of plug in here is the items that we don't take. We actually partner with the City of College Station and our Bavisma landfill, and we hold twice a year. We hold our biannual hazard household waste HHW events.
Right.
We have one coming up. It's going to be coming up October the 5th.
Okay.
It's going to be from 7 to 2. And most people relay the building that we use, the OTI building over there off Harvey Road.
Right.
It's called the University Services Building now. Right. But that'll be held over there for those things like paints. I know paint is a big pain. People have it and they store it. Their honeydew list gets large.
Waiting for this to happen.
They have all the paint stored away that they painted every room in the house. And they go, what do I do with the rest, the quarter gallon I got left in the container? So you can take that types of stuff over there. They take computer monitors, televisions, printers, even if you have an old VCR, for those of y'all who remember VCRs.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah, yeah.
VCRs, DVD, electronics, basically. They take those off your hands, too. And there's a list of things that they take. I encourage individuals, if they are interested in knowing what they take and what they don't take, to go to the City of Bryan website, click on there under Environmental Services. And you can also Google it and find it under the Bavisma heading for hazardous household waste. Both the City of College Station, Bryan, and Bavisma, we do try to do a good job of getting that out there to them, so all of us have a link to that information on our websites.
Yep. Eric Zaragoza is joining us. He's the Environmental Services Manager. And if you didn't have enough to do, then the city decided they wanted to get into the animal business, and so you have you're about to enter your second year in the as the animal shelter, if you will. And it's a little bit of a complicated situation. People need to understand who can bring animals in and who can't, and then also your animal control.
Right, and it was something we took over a couple of years ago after we examined it and felt like that was an operation we wanted to bring back into the city. And we did do that. There were some growing pains in the process. It wasn't a smooth transition, but I'll take that back. There was a lot of work to be done in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us rolled up our sleeves, rolled up our pants. We jumped in it, and we really did a good job of getting that operation turned around where we wanted it to go. And as far as the animals that come in and out, it is a City of Bryan run facility. We do only take City of Bryan animals, I guess you could say. There still is the Aggieland Humane Society, formerly Brazos Animal Shelter, that are out on Leonard Road, and they're responsible for taking in the counties and the City of College Station animals that come in those areas. So there is a little bit of a difference. We do not mind at all when people come in and ask us those questions. We're more than happy. We work really well with the Aggieland Humane Society as well, in conjunction with them, with different events and programs that we do. We've done a really good job of joining up and making the best of both worlds, because in the end it's all about the animals. And so if the silver lining in that is that instead of having one place to take the animals, now we have two facilities to take the animals. So our space increases just a little bit on that aspect. But it is one of the things I want to kind of talk about too while we're talking about the animals, the Bryan Animal Center, is our adoption specials for this coming up.
Before we leave that, let's talk about animal control too.
Sure.
Because again, geography enters into that. So in what areas is the City of Bryan responsible for animal control, and what areas are they not?
Well, it's basically we're confined to our city limits. Those are the animals that we take care of. There are some differences when you start talking about livestock. The SOs get in, the sheriff's officers get involved in that. But if there is any questions on that, if the residents come in and they're not sure, we're more than happy to take care of that by answering those questions for them and working with them the best of our ability. And once again, we have relationships with all the organizations and partners throughout the community. So we work well together and try to make sure that we are getting, we don't want to be a hindrance to the residents. We want to help. And so that's a goal of ours, is making sure that we do that and not create obstacles or barriers that we bring the help to them.
One of the things we had talked about before the show is that looks like your garbage rates and such are not going to go up, and that's a good thing. The Animal Center is obviously, I mean, you had to grab a hold of this and not knowing exactly what it's going to be, and it's, right. I'm sure it's been a learning curve for you. What is the budget basically for the Animal Control Center going to be, and then what's the projection maybe for 2 or 3 years down the road? How you feel?
Well, budget-wise, the good news was this past year, and this is something we worked really hard doing, and once again, using the terminology of being fiscally responsible with the funds that we have, and understanding that the residents, we're charged, by what we do to be fiscally responsible with the taxpayers' dollars, and so we do our best trying to do that. And having the Animal Center and getting that and putting it together, over this past year, we're looking like we were able to cut the cost down from what we had anticipated in the beginning is what we're our funding that what the money that we were funding out.
You're allocating for it, okay.
Right? Uh-huh. We were able to cut that down. So in the end, looking back at it and figuring out whether the decision was the right one to make, we stand firm in the idea that we did a good job of reducing our costs. So overall, for the citizens of Bryan, we offered the same services at the same level, or even higher to some degree, and at the same time reducing their costs for the residents overall. So
okay. These animals spayed and neutered, they all tested. What do you do? Is there any difference? I guess the question, any difference from animals that come from one center or comes from
we do a good job of working together and making sure that the community is getting the same. There may be some small differences between the two, but overall the packages are about the same. We actually, when somebody comes in and adopts a pet, it comes with a certificate for spay or neuter. We have some partnerships made with some local veterinarians around the community, Bryan and College Station, and those individuals can take their pets to those places with that certificate, and basically they walk in and they present that certificate, and they're able to get a spay or neuter at no cost. The fee that you pay for the adoption fee, mm-hmm. pays for that spay or neuter, mm-hmm. and so it's a very good deal for the pets and for the pet owners and for the community, getting those pets out and finding forever homes for them.
Chipping available as well, microchipping?
Microchip is something that comes with the adoption.
Okay.
Things that we give them is going to be every we give them the basic vaccines, except for the rabies vaccines that has to be administered through from a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a microchip that is included in that, and it also comes with the spay or neuter. So yeah. That's kind of
because it really, I think it's really important that people who adopt, no matter where they adopt from, be responsible pet owners. I think
Absolutely.
That's what you want, because you end up paying for it down the road as a city or if you're the Humane Society. So it's best that those people be responsible pet owners from day one, I would think.
As Bob Barker says.
Yep, always spay and neuter. So you say you've got some adoption specials going on.
Yes, we do. We have adoption specials right now. Right now we have a $50 dog for dogs and puppies. We have $25 for cats and kittens. And like I said, it includes all the vaccines except for the rabies. And microchip is included, and it comes with a spay or neuter.
All right. Anything else we didn't cover?
No, I would just encourage the folks once again, if they do have a question with either it's your trash service or your streets and drainage or your traffic or water, wastewater, anything of that nature, or anything within the city, 209-5900 is the number I would call.
Okay, very good. Eric, thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
Eric Zergos is the Environmental Service Manager.